Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. The shir should be a special schus for Maryam Ratzi Yichiu. Smosh the Mesh Nim Raisa Moshe Mordechai, Blum Dab Bas Chanadina. Bracha Batzlech B'chom HaSeideh B'chom Nim Be'la. And I think it's us. Bracha Lester, Bracha Batzlech B'chom HaSeideh B'chom Nim Be'la. We're discussing Parashat Shizai Tzeh Baracha as it relates to Shvius and Shabbos based in the Torah of Marv Rabbi Rabbi Dari Zichron HaLebracha. The Seder of the Maisim and the events of the day of the Pthir of Moshe Rabbeinu are alluded to in the Torah and is explicit in the Masorah of Chazal. It says, Vayelech Moshe, etc., Emlechem ben Meir, Besim Shana Nochi, Ayoim, etc., Vayikra Moshe, Lashua, etc., Vayisiatsu, Bo Amoid, Vayikra Chos Moshe, Lichta, Vizdivri, Atara, Atzois, Al Sefer, etc., Kilu Eilai, Atabra, Vaznaim, Vazino, Shemaim, Vayavu Moshe, Vashia, Binun, Vayicham Moshe, Ladabra, is called Vimayel, Al Kol Yisrael, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Betzin Azalemor, Leil Habri Mazeh, Mizois Habrach Asher Berach Moshe. I'm just reading from various psukim. From Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu is 120 years old. Yeshua is about to take his place. He writes the Divrei Torah al Sefer, gathers the people, speaks to them, Hazino Hashemayim. He finishes his talk, and Hashem says to Moshe, go up to Har Avarim, etc. We get to Vizayis HaBaracha. This is the Baracha that Moshe Rabbeinu blessed before his death. Hashrecha Yisrael, Vatasa Vamsein Tidroch, Vial Moshe Ma'avis Mobile Harnavo, Vial Mesham Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu Meva Esmishana B'maisai. So Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 years at his death, and we're on the Drashim. Chazal added details on what the Torah tells us, Sotel HaMegimot, Tanchum Eves Chan and Vav, Varma Abiyat Aleph, other sources. Nevertheless, according to what's written in front of us, the last pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, that concludes his bracha, Ashrecha Yisrael, etc., Ve'atal b'mosem u'tidrech. Rashi, la'achar shepirat lem, bracha sesharmolem, amalem ali lifrat lechem, klal adabra akol shalachem. And you on their high places will tread. Rashi says that after he detailed their brachas, he said to them, what should I detail it for? The general rule is, it's all yours. So it emerges that the last words that the Klai Yisrael heard from the mouth of Moshe, the Milos HaPreda were Abba Masem L'Tidrech, in their high places you will tread. Targum Onkelos Divrei Sifri, brought by Rashi, this is explained as a hope for Hatzlachat Tzva'it, that they should have military success, as they did. B'tkufas Kibush Ha'oretz, B'mei Mordechai V'Esther, and Yoshua, Perek Yud Patzuch Chav Dalet, B'das Mikrasham, in Megillat Hazayin Amud Aleph, Tarot Tumim and Devarim Lamed Gimel Leis Pei Gimel. So the question is, with all the chshivus of military victories, is that how Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to conclude his bracha? Not only that, but the sharp expression Tidroich, you will trample, which is fulfilled on the necks of the kings. In Eretz Yisrael, and on the back of Haman and Shushan Abira, it seemed to be a little bit too sharp. Is that how Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to end off his bracha? The Chasam Sofer writes, Amr Chazal Kol Nevim Simu Devarim Devarim Tovim Tanchumin Tiracham Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Yateh Vesel Atavasim Masem L'Tidrech. Generally, the Nevim ended with positive, with Devarim Tovim Tanchumin and Tanchumin with words of consolation. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu ended with Atal B'Masem L'Tidroch, which are not words of consolation, but words of Nichumen. Rashi there says, Kin Yishenemar, Simus Raglechem at Sabre Melachim Ela. Place your legs on the necks of these kings. Is that how Moshe Rabbeinu wants to end off the last thing he's going to say to Klal Yisrael? So to explain this, we need to turn to the beginning of the bracha of Moshe Mimina Ish Das Lamai. Yerushalmi says, Shkalim Perek Vavalach Aleph, Ish Levana Chagusa Meish Choyro. Lashon Sharasi, Eish Choyra, Gabi Eish Levana, black fire on top of a white fire. This Eish Levana is the Bekoich of Teras Moshe, that's the Slilas HaDerech, Hatva'at HaTvai, Siyun HaSirtut HaGabi HaKlaf, הכנה לכל מה שתמיד ותיק עתיד לחדש. So the preparation is the ish levon of the white fire, and then on top of that goes the black fire. The יסוד of Moshe בתורת הכתב הקצובה, הממוספרת ונתונה באותיותיה השחורות, מבחינת כפי הבקה ונמצא, שכל עוד יושב משה בעלמה עדיין ודורש, הרי התורה מתברכת ומשפשטת מעתה, משיפטר משה מן העולם, מהר דרישת התורה בגדי דרכיה המחודשות. As long as Moshe Rabbeinu is alive, so we can have the Eish Shchoira, you have the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that creates Torah. What's going to be now that Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu dies? How's the Torah going to spread? So that's the ultimate meaning of the Bracha of Moshe Yishe Elokim. The last word of Moshe gave them paved the way for them. Ashrecha Yisrael, fortunately Jewish people, you have the koach to trample, to be koivesh, to reveal new drachim in Torah, not only in the military, in Torah. כך כתב השפת אמת, תדרוך מלשון דרך, שנעשה אתה דרך חדש לקבלת התורה. תדרוך מלשון a path. Now you have a new path for Kabbalah Satorah. והרמז דריכה מלשון דריכת ענבים. So you're trampling like trampling on grapes. In other words, squeezing out the grapes. Revealing what's inside. יינה של תורה. מבחינה זו עולה ברכתו של משה ברגע פרידתו. הכל הפחות, it's the greatest ברכה. Because now he gives them the keys to Torah creativity. The Eish Levan is infinite. So that's the basis, that's the foundation on which our Chidushe Torah are written. It's the Eish Chayra that was given over to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, that now we can be Mechadish in Torah. Mikan Makor Simchat HaTorah, like the Shem Yishmur says, the name of his grandfather, the Kotzker. Simchat Torah Wal Ma Shenelmad Lehaba. Ki Al Shavar Miu Sheachol Lomar Shekvar Lamad. Simchas Torah is what we're going to be learning in the future. Because who says that he learned properly in the past? So Simchas Torah is in the future. לכן אף קריאת הפרשה המסיימת את המחזור השנתי של קריאת התורה נקבע ביום טוב לא בשבת. כן, ליבד האמת, יש כאן מקום לתמיה, קראת המועדים לנגד ממש שונה מהקריאה הסדר הפרשיות שנקבע לשבתות השנה. הנה מתייחדת היא הקריאה בשמחת תורה, שאיני מפרשת המועדות אלא פרשת השבוע, שלה היא מסיימת את קריאת פרשיות השבוע על הסדר. דווקא סיום של קריאת השבתות כולן לא נקבע בשבת, אלא שהן אין הדברים. So this is ממש דבר פלא, that we have all the parshiyos always read on Shabbos. Always Parshas HaShavua. But comes Simchas Torah, and Simchas Torah reads Zos HaBracha. And Zos HaBracha isn't Parshas HaShavua. It's Parshas HaShavua, but it's read on the Moed. Normally we read Parshas HaShavua on Shabbos. Here we're reading Parshas HaShavua on the Moed. Why is that? We have a Seder of Parshas that we read on Shabbos. Here we're reading on the Yontif. Very strange. So writes the Heilige Prit Tzadik, Dvarim, pages 229 and 270, as follows. בכל השנים קוראים סדר וזאת הברכה ביום טוב. מה שאין כן בקריאות של כל הסדרים שנקבעו דווקא ביום השבת. ויש לומר בזה, מפני שכל עניין תורה שבכתב הוא רק מקדושה דלעילה. ולכן קריאת כל סדרי התורה הם רק בשבת. כמו שנאמר בשבת לדעת כי אני השם מקדישכם. זולת סדר וזאת הברכה אשר ברך משה שהוא על הכנת תורה שבעל פה שיהיה נתחדש בכל נפשות ישראל. בכל פרט נפש לפי בחינתו. ביום שמחת תורה בימי המעשה שהוכנו לתורות פעולת האדם. All the Israelites say ברכה on Yontif. מה שאין כן Kriyas of all the other parashiyas, all the other storim, we read on Shabbos, so we can explain, says Reb Tzadik, that the whole union of Torah Shebichsav is Kedusha from above. And therefore the Kriya of all the Sidurei Torah is on Shabbos. Shabbos Adas Kein Yesh HaMekadishchem. God gives us this Kedusha. So it's a bracha asher berach Moshe, that's the Achanas Torah Shem Al Peh. It's going to be Mischadish in our souls. Every person according to his bechina is going to be mechadish. So therefore, since now we're in the world of Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Yom Tovim, which is what the Beis Din makes, which is human input, therefore we have his Zeisa Brach, which is the Brach of Moshe, and now we should be able to continue his great task of spreading Torah with our Torah Shebal Peh. That's his service, Pula Sa'odam. That's the arousal of man's actions. So that's the independent creativity of the Jewish people, which starts now, after the death of Moshe, and therefore it's related to Yantav, not to Shabbos, because Yantav is the day of Jewish creation, not from Shemayim, the Beis Din. So, the Torah doesn't tell us how to celebrate Shmini Atzeres. So we see in Klal Yisrael, there are different ways we have Simchas Torah, different Kehilas, Minig Yisrael Torah. So, different types of Simchas Torah, different types of Shmini Atzeres. So that's it. Now we have this is our path now. We have new Drachim Chadashos, continuing on from Moshe. Kivun Zeh Musperet Chatimato Shel Rashi Et Perosho LaTorah. Rashi's Messiah, La'ine Kol Yisrael, Shenesao Libo Lishpor Halochot. Asher Shibarti, Yashar Kor Sheshibarta. And Moshe Rabbeinu raised his heart to break the Luchas. Shkoich that you broke the Luchas. Why does Rashi brand the Torah with the Kriya of Shever? As Shemikan Ramaz Rashi, L'malatam Shel Halochot, Shnenetnu L'achar HaShfirah. B'Luchot HaShnim Ani Noten Lecha, She'evem Halochot Medrashot V'Agadot. So here Rashi is being Merames to the mile of the luchas that were given after the Shvira. The luchas Shneim says in the Gemara Neiruvin, the luchas Shneim I'm giving you that they should have halachos, midrashos, and agadas. If the first luchas hadn't been broken, we wouldn't have forgotten Torah. But now that the luchas were broken, now we have new luchos, now we have new midrashos, new agados. We also have shichacha. So now we have to chazer. Keep reviewing. Yashar koich sheshabarta. Shkoich Moshe Rabbeinu that you broke the luchos, Hashem says. V'nitvasfu al-yidei kach v'Yisrael midrashi halacha. Now we have new midrashi halacha, we have new midrashi agada that are only acquired with toil, with chazora. We have to work hard with that rabbi shver that we shouldn't forget. And therefore, we have to open anew from Bereshis, a new Ma'adur from the beginning. Omer Yitzchak Le'etzarach L'Hasil Satayra Ela Me'achodesh. We start with Bereshis. Tell us the Koach Masiv Higid Lamo, the special Koach of Hashem that He told us that we have Eretz Yisrael. We have the Schibur of the Sofar Torah to the Tchilas Torah. It's broken, so we have to start again. Now we have midrashos and agados. We have the chazer because we have shichacha. We said Abba Masemo Tidroch. Tidroch b'svasem is loshen derech. The shemor is derech eitz chayim. First time it's mentioned in the Torah. Gracious Gimel of Dalit. Rav Hirsch al smach remazim writes the shemor la derech lebal taubad min adam leman yeshuv elav be'atid. To guard the path that it shouldn't be lost for man. He should return to it in the future. Rashi Rabbeinu asked when he died to bless the Jewish people, they should be zochet the Eitz Chaim b'karach ma'aseim. And therefore his bracha is tidrech, that you should walk on the derech Eitz Chaim. You should be able to be zochet the derech Eitz Chaim. You shouldn't lose out on it. Babu'ah shel havayat gan eden v'shmirat chiyunito shel derech Eitz Chaim yishtamra lanu mitzvot ha'shmita. Now we go from the parsha. We saw now Rav Hirsch. The Shemor al Derech, we shouldn't get lost. We should be able to come back to the Derech in the future. We should get the Derech Eitz Chaim. We should walk on our own to the Derech Eitz Chaim. So now we go to Shemitah. An echo, a shadow of Gan Eden and preserving the vitality of the Derech Eitz Chaim was preserved for us in the midst of Shemitah. writes the Sfasemes, Vayikra, page 195. וקודם הייתה כל אכילת אדם מגן עדן. וגם לאחר החטא נשאר בני ישראל זמנים שמתעורר להם הכוח הראשון, ובזמן שהיו שמיטים ביבלות הייתה כל השנה שנה בשבתם, ולא היו עוסקים בזרע וקצירה, אם אין דרך ארץ אין תורה, ממה שכתוב וישכון מקדם. לשמור את ארץ החיים, ושמיטים ביבלות שבתות לשמיני ישראל הרע מדרך ראשון שקודם החטא. So this is Gevaldic, that's when the world of Shemitah and Yovel, it's like before sin, you didn't have to work the land. We have a light from that world. Mishmor is derech Eitz HaChaim. You need the derech. If there's no derech Eretz, there's no Torah. You need to guard the derech to the Eitz HaChaim. So in the Shemitah and the Yovelos, we get to that Eitz HaChaim. And we're back in Gan Eden. We have a light from Gan Eden and years of Shemitah and Yovel. And there in Vayikra, page 200, he writes, Odom HaRishon Kodem HaChet Heya B'Gan Eden Lovda L'Shem Rav Mitzat Taseh V'Lo Taseh. ולכך חטא כתיב וישלחהו לעבוד את האדמה, אבל קודם החטא היה כולו תורה. אחר שחטאנו, נתנו לקדוש ברוך הוא מצוות שיטה ביבל שזה מבחינת תורה בלבד. היא לא תורה שנותנת דרך איך לתקן גם עבודת האדמה ומצוות שיטים ביבלות. So now we have to work the land after the sin. Originally there was no working land, just mitzvah seh and lo seh. Now after we work the land, but during Shemitah we don't work the land. So that's bechinas Torah alone, lo avdo l'shamra, mitzvah seh ve'lo seh. And that fixes the avodas ha'adamah, that's mitzvah shvitim biyoblos. So the last word we hear from Moshe, Atal Mislein with Tidroich, the Birchas HaDerech. With this word, he was Messiah, his Brachos, his Tochachos, from everything he said to us from the time of the Gilui at the Sne, Tidroich. We should now go back on the Derech Eitzachayim, go back to Gan Eden, pre-sin, Shemitah Yovel, וברכת הדרך הזו נכנן כל הדרכים, and if we should be Mechadish in Torah, לסחד של Satorah, Midrashas, Halachos, Hagodas, Takinis, Avoidus, Hadoma, to return back to Gan Eden, Derech Eitz HaChaim. And at the height, at the zenith, at the peak of the Simcha LeGomra Shel Torah, and Midbarachim LeBerachotav Shel Moshe, says the Heilige Shem Yishmuel on the Moedim on page 221. He's Medayik from this from Rashi. It's Yosef Aran at the end of the third parak of Megillah. So says the Shem Yishmuel, ונראה שבעת שקוראים את הברכות הוא כאילו משה רבנו עליו השלום עומד עדיין ומברך את הברכות. When we're reading the brachas like Moshe Rabbeinu is blessing us. ואם היינו כלים לקבל כמו אז היו ברכות פעולות תכף. If we'd be kelim to receive the bracha like we were back then, the brachas would take effect immediately. Because the brachas are only chalaf erech ha-makabel, so if we're not madrega, we're not makabel. The Ran writes in Megillah, לפי שיסוף כל המועדות חותמים ברכת משה רבנו שבירך את ישראל. So at the end of the Moedos we can include the brach of Moshe. So if we were proper Kalim we'd be able to brach would be chal immediately. But this is as if Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us the brach. בשמחתה של תורה בראשית שנת השמיטה הרינו מתייצבים על דרך מיוחדת גם מכוחה של שבת בראשית. כך הרי נצטווינו מפי נביא אף ביחס לשבתו של השבוע, וכיבדתו מעשות דרכך. ובדרשת חזר שלא יהיה הילוקח של שבת כהילוקח של חול. דברים אלה נתפרשו למערל בחידושי אגדות, מפני שההליכה בדרך האסורה בשבת היא יציאה לפועל, כהילוקח בחול. ונמצא שהדרך המיוחדת לשבת, הילוקח של שבת, היא זו המכונה בכוח, ומוסבר לאל, הרי האיש הלבנה, פעולה במושג תדרוך. בכוח ברכתו של משה רבנו, הרינו עומדים בפתח שנת השבע, ודורכים במסילת שבתה של השביעית, המובילה לגן החיים הקדמון. So at the Simcha of Torah, at the beginning of the Shnas HaShemitah, we're standing on a special derech. Also in the Karach Shabbos Bereshis, we are Mitzdavim Mipi Navi, that we should be mechabed Shabbos for making our ways, that our walking on Shabbos shouldn't be like we walk during the weekdays. So the Maharal explains in the Chiddush HaGadol that walking on the Derech Asur b'Shabbos is Tzia L'Pol Ki Luchach B'Chol. The way we walk during the week, you shouldn't walk that way on Shabbos. On Shabbos you walk more slowly, smaller steps. Not like it should be because then during the week is Yetzir Lepoel, that's a weekday to go walking, not a Shabbos to go walking. And then there's the Hiluch of Shabbos, if the Hiluch of Lechol is Yetzir Lepoel, is the actualization, the bringing to fruition, then the Hiluch of Shabbos, the walking on Shabbos, is the Koyach, is the potential. And that's the Eish Levana we spoke about, the potential that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us to write on this Eish Levana, our Eish Chayra, our Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's all included in the Tidroich. So now we have this new Derech to start with, this new way we're going to go into Tansarayin, into Parashas Bereishis. So we're going to start with this new Derech of Hiluch Shel Shabbos, the Bekoyach, which relates to the Eish Levana, the white fire. That's the derech that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us to walk on, and that enables us to, particularly in the seventh year, walk on the path of the Shabbos of Shavuos, special Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis, where now we have the capacity to walk this new path, the Eish Levana that was given to us by Moshe, that we can be Dorechan, we can make our own path, we can be Zorcha to the Derech Etzachayim, to go back to Gan Eden, such that Vizayis HaBracha, and Bereishis, and Shabbos, and Shavuos, all come together so beautifully, and we should be Zorcha Mirtzei Hashem, to walk on these new paths, to reach the Etzachayim, and to once again live in the Edenic state of Gan Eden. Shemitah Yovel, and the Gula Ashlema of Meherav Yamein Wamein. Thank you so much for listening. And it's a shame we have a lot more to discuss this year about Shabbos and Shemit and Shavuos and the Parsha. Thank you for listening. Shalom.